How are you, sir?
It's Calvin.
Calvin, PMG. Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Thanks. Thanks for that. Thanks. Thank you. Thanks. I'll move up. I'm external.
Morning.
How many of you? Three?
There are just two.
Two?
Oh, okay, okay. Three.
Sorry, sorry. 1, 2, 3.
Thank you. I'm
going
my brother
and you. That's fine.
Oh, okay.
Don't move it. There's a big group.
Can you please fill out your details, please, if you don't mind? Is it another two? Another two? Another
no, three.
Okay. You can just pass some to your colleagues.
Yeah, do that.
Okay, because you're on. Or if you can give me a card, it's okay.
No, I can fill it in.
Yeah.
Just thinking.
Either way, doesn't matter.
Of course we will.
Okay. Keep it this thing. Okay.
Yeah, we will.
It's an updated one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where is it in the fish tank, by the way?
Let me give you second part into the fish program as well.
Yeah.
Yes, because you don't have to.
Thank you. Thank you.
should I move up or?
Sorry?
Can I sit here? Should I
yes,
move?
You
oh,
can
oh,
move.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Oh. Should I do it on the B?
Thank you. on the way from the airport, but she's somewhere here next to the old one. Nevertheless, we will proceed, and I would then I had some few questions before I allow provinces to present their mandate to Treasury. I have picked up that in terms of the grants. The grant on further education and training, colleges grant, that has been increased, and that is one of the grants where there's been a very bad performance in terms of spending. I would want to get to understand, Wendy, mm-hmm. what is the rationale behind increasing that particular grant? And with regard to also, in terms of this grant, this term around, does Treasury have any plan whatsoever that would assist provinces, in particular municipalities, to try to speed up the processes of spending for quality on this grant? And the last thing I wanted clarity on is the in terms of the municipal drought relief grant, if it will be possible that we get an explanation for allocation specific projects, so that we are able as a committee to keep an eye and monitor such projects going forward. So those are the three points that I would want Treasury to address us on when you are given an opportunity to also reflect. And I don't know, honourable members, if any of the members could have picked something that you'd want to be clarified further on this provision of the amendment, except for those three that are highlighted. Honourable members, it will appear that there's none. So I would then allow provinces to read their mandates. I would start with Eastern Cape.
So first thing, the Eastern Cape supports the bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Masusiwe. That is Eastern Cape. I would then take Free State.
Thank you, Chairperson. The Free State vote in favor.
Free State votes in favor. I would request Honourable Makhudela to read from Mpumalanga. Taking Mpumalanga, let's take
Northern
Cape.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. Northern Cape votes in favour of the bill.
Thank you very much, Northern Cape votes in favour of the bill. May I take a request, Honourable Muguni, to reach for KZN.
Jefferson, KZN votes in favor.
M votes in favor. I would give them Mpumalanga.
Mpumalanga votes in favor also.
Mpumalanga votes in favor. I will then read for Northwest. There are some concerns that I will just read so that maybe Treasury reflect on the provincial equitable share formula in its allocation to provinces and municipalities, you know, to be reviewed. That's the first concern. The provincial equitable share formula alone cannot be used in all aspects of the allocation of the budget to provinces, departments and municipalities. Another formula or formulas for varying departments and municipalities should be used. The allocation of budgets to municipalities and others should be done in consultation with provinces. The conditional grants allocated in the Northwest Department are insufficient for the metric, for the work that needs to be carried out in respective departments. The Portfolio Committee on Finance and Economic Development and Tourism votes in favor of the bill. Well, I think we'll note some of those concerns that are being raised, because as far as I'm concerned, the provinces are participants in the process of including the budget forums and all those budget councils and all those. But maybe Treasury would want to add. Anyway, Northwest Bates votes in favor. Gauteng, may I request Honorable Mazosiwe to read for Gauteng?
Chairperson, Gauteng votes in favor.
Thank you very much. I can vote in favor, and it also raised concerns about the time given. Something that is also a concern to us.
Yeah.
So, how do you vote in favor? But those concerns, I think, are valid and need to be carried forward. We also share the same sentiments. We found ourselves being squeezed to run with this process beyond the acceptable speed limit in urban area. So we will now go to Limpopo. Is still not yet here.
Yeah, but I don't know if you need to vote in favor.
Limpopo vote in favor, but
the
official documentation okay. It's on its way. Western Cape?
We haven't received the document, but as far as I'm concerned, they're working in favor.
Oh, all right.
What happened at the job?
Thank you. Western Cape votes also in favor, but we request the Secretary to follow up on the official confirmation. Which province did I read about? I think all provinces. I've done all nine, so all provinces have voted in favor, except for those particular concerns. I will then, at this stage, on our members, allow the Treasury to reflect. Over to you, Annie.
Thank you very much. For the first time, just to introduce Jonathan Carter as well. He's sitting on my left-hand side. Some of you have already met him. He's also working for National Treasury, and he's responsible for the provincial fiscal framework. So he can also add to my response as necessary. Let me first start with Honourable Johnny's questions with regard to the FET colleges grant, and why does it increase when the grant is actually performing badly? Firstly, it is not the FET grant that's actually performing badly. It's actually the technical recapitalization grant which is performing badly, and it's the reason why
And it's not just unique to any new grant. In the beginning, they do struggle to actually pick up speed. So we need to give a grant generally 2 to 3 years to actually really get matured. And there's also a very specific reason why this grant has been increased. It's specifically to deal with the FET college's staff. There were specific agreements made for OSD that the salaries be increased. And it's the fact that that agreement has been reached and people need to be paid more, and there's the provision specifically for that. So it just deals with staff increased salaries. Then with regard to try to speed up spending for funding for grants, particularly with regard to the adjustment budget, it's generally to deal with in-year challenges. And quite a lot of it to deal with increased cost to actually provide services and not specifically increased allocations to actually jack up performance or actually supplement grant funding. That's generally done through the main budget process. But the issue raised that attention needs to be given that grants are spent correctly is indeed an important issue. And the responsibility there lies with the national transferring officer that's actually receiving the money. For example, if a money is a conditional grant and it's a Department of Basic Education grant, it's their responsibility to support the provincial departments of education or basic education to actually get the grant money going. And that is an area that needs to be focused on. And just to give an example, the Department of Basic Education has acknowledged that there's been a gap, for example, in monitoring and assisting provinces, and they are increasing their capacities to provide that support as well. Just to give an example, but it's definitely an important issue. Then with regard to municipal drought relief, and maybe just explain how the process works. The department where we get the request from is actually the Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs, and they follow a process and then it gets submitted to a disaster management committee, and it then gets evaluated on the report that's submitted. And it's not a committee that just meets once a year. It meets as the need arises. And then the adjustments budget process is then used to actually endorse the process. With respect to the local government disaster management grants, it just goes to one municipality and one municipality only. And that's 92 million that goes to Mossel Bay local municipality for drought relief. And it's linked to desalination plants that need to be put in place. The municipality will also use its own money to top it up. But it's extremely important or necessary. And it's not the only municipality in the in that area that actually received disaster support for drought. Last year, other municipalities in that area also received, and they're taking similar action by doing desalination plants. It's actually taking seawater and changing it into drinkable water, which was in the past not a viable option, but evidently over time it's getting more and more cost efficient and effective.
That's really well.
And I'll ask Jonathan to take you through the provincial disaster management grants.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, members. There are two provincial disaster management grants and adjustments. The one is for drought relief in the Western Cape for the ongoing drought in Southern Cape, I believe, to provide for food for animals. I think it's the second time or the third time that grant's been topped up or money's been disbursed for that purpose through the grant. And then the other grant is going to KZN. There's 214 million. 4 million of which is for the province to monitor and oversee the implementation of projects that lead to the rehabilitation of roads in municipalities. And another 210 is meant to be spent on the roads in municipalities and that were damaged by flood. But it's the most effective way is to disperse it with the Department of Government and Traditional Affairs was that that be transferred through the provincial government for the municipal road.
Thank you, Chair. If I can get to the questions coming from the northwest, and I'll again ask my colleague to assist and add where I actually don't add all the necessary information. It's a very valid point. The provincial equitable share cannot be used as the only allocation method, and because it is not. There's also conditional grants that form part of the allocation package that goes to provinces. But the equitable share remains and will remain the major funding source and the main general, both for provinces and for local government. Northwest has been particularly vocal in the budget forums and budget committees because they've been hit twice by redemarcation, where it has just got a bit of an impact on their budget. In the last redemarcation, additional top-up was given to the Northwest province specifically for that reason. But it's a tension that we've got in the system when that type of thing happens. For example, Northwest would complain that it's losing too much money, and Gauteng, that is in the receiving province of that additional area, would complain and say we're not receiving sufficient money as well. So it's always a tension in the system. But what happens if there's people that move from one province to another, the population that actually moves from the one province to the other one is then corrected in the formula. So it is accounted for. It's also phased in over 3 years to actually ensure that that shock is avoided. So when allocations change, it's the new allocations are phased in. Because the formula is actually quite alive, the provincial equitable share formula, because it updates the data every year. So it does attempt to actually measure the actual service delivery responsibilities that's placed on provinces. The conditional grants are then complementary, and you get two types of conditional grants. You get conditional grants that's supplementary, and that's the infrastructure grant for provinces, where provinces then also need to use their own funds to actually complement that grant. And then you get very specific grants as well that is specifically linked, and it's what we refer to as a Schedule 5 grant, where it's mainly funded through the conditional grants. Those allocations and the breakdowns per province are determined by the national department responsible for that grant. Generally, what needs to be done if there's any concerns in that regard is we need to look at what is the spending trend on that grant, what is the processes to put in place by the National Transferring Office to ensure those allocations are appropriately allocated. But keep in mind that we also sit with a situation that there's not an infinite pool of money available for distribution, and priority setting is needed. And you always get a tension in the system that provinces and municipalities would say they're not receiving enough money. So it's unfortunately a reality that we do sit with. But like I say, the Northwest situation has got that redemarcation issue that is really putting them under pressure. Then with regard to local government, with regard to the formula as well, we are currently in the process of reviewing the formula, and unlike the provincial equitable share where the data is relatively updated, local government equitable share formula remains a challenge. And the local government equitable share formula is much more complex than the provincial one, because the province you get 9 provinces, but in local government you get 283 municipalities, where metro budget, for example, can be as big as 30 billion. And then you get a very small municipality where the budget can be as small as 30 million. And you need to ensure that all the municipalities are correctly funded. And what we've done quite substantial analysis on the allocations, and we determined there's two areas that's extremely important that we need to target with regard to any reform. And the first area that we need to target is the funding of poorly resourced municipalities. And acknowledge that their own revenues are limited, and that they are largely reliant on the fiscus to fund their services. But having said that, it's still important that those municipalities actually top up their own revenues and actually build the capacity to actually get their own revenues in as well. Although it will be limited, it is still important for accountability aspects as well. Then another area where there's quite a lot of strain on budgets is also metros and larger urban municipalities. It's a fallacy to think that they've got a huge amount of money and they can deal with poverty on their own. They've got huge inward migration, 3 times faster than any of the other areas, and it is starting to put strain on their budgets as well. So when we do the long-term review, one of the issues we'll do is to ensure that all municipalities are appropriately funded, and we'll also explore what data can we actually use that's actually more up-to-date, but keeping in mind it must all be credible. So we can't just take any information that's available, that's largely simulated and can be questioned and be taken, and where we can be taken to court and saying it's inaccurate. So those are some of the challenges going forward, but the issues raised by Northwest is very valid and it's on our agenda and it's receiving attention. Jonathan, do you want to add anything?
Nothing.
Thank you very much. Honourable members, we have just received a formal mandate, the original one from Western Cape. And while they support the bill, the proposed amendment, I will quickly read it for you and then you can reflect. The proposed amendment is as follows. Insertion of a federal clause after clause 1 of the amendment bill to provide for the amendment of section 29 of the Division of Revenue Act to allow provinces to amend allocations to municipalities in respect of human settlement grants after the adjustment. One sentence, let me read that again. Insertion of a federal clause after clause 1 of the amendment bill to provide for the amendment of section 29 of the Division of Revenue Act to allow provinces to amend allocations to municipalities in respect of human settlement crimes after the adjustment appropriation bill is submitted to the legislature, but not later than 14 February each year. The NEC for Finance must approve the date of such amendment, and the amendment must be in accordance with the adjustment budget and appropriation legislation. That is the proposed amendment. Treasury, if you want to reflect on that.
Thank you very much.
They know better.
The proposed amendment, at this stage, unless it can be explained, because it's not clear what it means, because you're getting grants from national, and Western Cape is proposing to amend that. We're not sure whether they want to amend downwards, or they want to amend upwards. You know, we're not sure at this stage. Unless we get more information on the proposed amendment, so that we can be able to comment. But again, perhaps we need to deal with the principle of amending, because there is also human settlement is a concurrent function. And we need to deal with that as a matter of principle. Maybe we can deal with that and perhaps get more information from the Western Cape on the proposed amendment. Because to me there are two issues then. Thank you very much.
You would want to say something in the chair before I reflect on this?
Thank you very much for the opportunity. The issue here that's important, if you actually look at what we're currently dealing with, it's a Division of Revenue Amendment Bill, where 14 February of every year, in terms of the 2010 Division of Revenue Act, is long passed. And it is an issue that needs broader discussion with all appropriate stakeholders. Because there's a very important issue here as well, and there's one of the reasons why the clauses have been put in place, is that housing is often performed, or is a provincial function, but it's often performed by municipalities as well. And it actually prohibits municipalities, or it actually puts them under strain to actually do the housing function, because they have got no surety about the allocations that they're going to get from provinces. And what happens actually, it actually puts the municipalities that actually do the housing function in a very precarious position, because in a lot of cases they don't get the money that were announced by the provinces they will be receiving, and if they get the money, they get it very late in the year. So it's very important for the municipalities that actually do their own lot of housing also to have clarity about the allocation. So if there's too many flexibilities and provinces can just change the allocations they give to municipalities for the housing function, that's exactly the type of thing that we want to curtail and actually give that surety to municipalities. That this is the money that you're going to get, so that they can budget it for it, they can link it to their services that they also provide, such as water, sanitation, roads, and the like, that's actually supported of housing. But what National Treasury can propose is that we'll take this proposal and we will discuss it with the province concerned, or the provinces concerned, and also with the relevant national departments to actually further debate this proposal. Propose that we consider this for the 2011 Division of Revenue Bill. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Honourable Members. I think we can still safely say, I don't know if there's anything on this.
Very good productive at this stage. I'm just moved into this position, so I didn't discuss it with the Committee of Western Trade, and I'd like to do that after today's meeting.
Noting all the comments from both federal and members, I would that, because we're still going to finalize this process next week, that we request working through you, Mr. Becker, that they give more explanation on this proposed amendment, so that we finalize it next week on the 10th as we meet. So, for the record, again, honorable members, we have received a written mandate from the Popo, which confirms what Honorable Makubela earlier on presented, that they are voting in favor of the bill. There are no concerns, there are no proposed amendments. So that is the state of the affairs as of now, Honorable Members, and this process will only be finalized next week, when we will be receiving final mandates from provinces. What we gonna do, I will liaise with Mr. Mchile in terms of the production of minutes of this proceeding. And we will, once I am okay with it, the minutes will be circulated to all provinces so that they utilize the minutes as the basis for them to bring us the final mandate. So, that concludes the business of today, Honourable Members.